ABC News.
Sonia Feng with the latest news headlines. The Victorian government has unveiled the frontbench it will take to the November state election in the wake of Friday's exodus of four senior ministers. Transport Infrastructure Minister Jacinta Allan will serve as the Deputy Premier, becoming the second female Deputy Premier in Victorian history. Colin Brooks, Sonia Kilkenny, Lizzie Blandthorne, Steve Demopoulos and Harriet Shing have been promoted to take on ministerial roles in the new cabinet. Former Deputy Premier and Education Minister James Molino, Health Minister Martin Foley, Police Minister Lisa Neville and Tourism Minister Martin Pakula will not contest November's election, opting to step down from their portfolios. Some Democratic-controlled states in the US say they'll enact laws to ensure abortion access in the wake of a Supreme Court decision, which has essentially stripped away women's constitutional protections for pregnancy terminations. The court's overturning of a landmark court ruling from 1973 is likely to lead to abortion bans in roughly half the country's states. And Federal Cabinet Minister Katie Gallagher is defending the Prime Minister's decision to slash the number of senior staff allocated to crossbenches, saying Labor has also been forced to make cuts. Anthony Albanese wrote to crossbenches on Friday, informing them they will be entitled to four electorate office staff, but just one staffer at the more senior advisor level. Crossbenchers have previously been allocated four advisers, but Ms. Gallagher says all MPs are having to do more with less. ABC News.